You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us now, Mark Graben, who's got a podcast that is really good in helping people, you know, start their own businesses and get moving in the entrepreneurial world. And Mark, welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Yeah, so you've talked to hundreds of CEOs and athletes, celebrities, even Mr. Wonderful, Kevin Harrington over there at the Shark Tank, and some great things you've learned over the years and some great advice for folks. As we know, small business is really the heart of what runs this country. I know in Alabama it's 90-95% of all businesses are small businesses employing less than 500 employees to be in that category. So a lot of people during the pandemic, Mark, as you know, had to pivot and try something else. And a lot of folks, you know, start their own business. And I think this has to do a lot with why the employer-employee craziness we have right now is so bad, because people did pivot and found success, and they're not going back to where they were before. So let's talk about how people think about making that move, but yet they don't. Is it fear that really holds people back?
Well, sure, and that fear isn't unreasonable. I mean, starting a business is risky. Statistics say, you know, something like 90% of businesses fail, 20% fail in the first year. So I think a way of protecting ourselves is to test our business idea. Can we start it on the side while we still have a full-time job? You know, can we learn from early mistakes that we make? Because even somebody like Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank, I mean, we're all going to make mistakes, and the key is learning from it and adjusting. I think small mistakes and learning from those small mistakes help us prevent big, huge, catastrophic mistakes in our business or in our life.
You know, you're right, because I've heard so many times when people do start a business, you can't do it 50% of the time while you're still trying to hang on to previous, you know, income. If you're not willing to sink 18 hours a day and go full tilt, then it's probably not going to be a good situation. So how does somebody make that jump?
Well, I think before making that jump, you're right. I mean, once you decide to really go all out, all in, it does take a huge commitment. But there's always that point where you have to decide, oh, should I take that leap? Should I quit the security of a full-time job? So doing those early tests of your business idea, can you start on a small scale? I know somebody in Texas who now has 6 or 7 pizza restaurants. Before he quit his full-time marketing job, he started off part-time with a mobile pizza oven trailer. He did catering, and he learned not only could he make good pizza, but people loved it and they would pay for it. And that gave him the confidence then to go take that plunge and do the hard work to really start the business all, on a larger scale.
You know, when you watch Shark Tank, these people that come on, they've got some sort of track record, some sales performance already, some success. You rarely see people come on there with just the idea of getting something going and wetting their whistles and looking for the partner to come join them, because I've seen them shut these kind of folks down and go, look, all you have right now is an idea. I'm not going to jump in and help you build and grow your company. You got to show me that you're willing and able to do this to begin with, right? Is it good to partner with somebody like a Shark Tank shark to get your idea off the ground?
Well, there are pros and cons to that. I mean, anytime you take somebody else's money, you lose some. In startup circles, people talk about good money. It's not somebody who can write a check. But I think one of the great things about Shark Tank is people try to partner up with the shark who's best positioned to help them with connections and getting to market and finding other partnerships. So, you know, who you take money from, or even if you take money from someone else, that's an important thing to really consider.
So if somebody's up now listening to the show and they're driving to work and they're thinking, you know, I've been thinking about this for the last year, I've really got to make this move. What's the very first step you can take to start making your dream a reality?
Well, again, I think just testing that idea is the first step. I have friends who, let's say, they want to quit a full-time job and go be a speaker and work independently, well, maybe the first thing you could do is set up a website and see, are you even getting any inquiries? Are people interested in doing business with you? There are a lot of different ways you can test those ideas, whether it starts off as a side hustle or at least just a way of really gauging the market. Because if we've made a mistake in how we're positioning ourselves and our business, the key, again, is to recognize that mistake early and to make adjustments so that we can move forward and find success. It's not always the first try, but if we keep learning, moving forward from our mistakes, we're more likely to get there instead of being stubborn with our initial idea.
Quickly, is it important to protect your idea, trademark, patent? I know a lot of times they'll ask on Shark Tank, do you have a patent? Are you trademarked? Because a lot of times even Mr. Wonderful will say, well, what's stopping somebody from stealing your idea that's got a little bit more ambition than you and maybe a little bit more money to just go ahead and run with your idea and take it from you?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm not an attorney, so I would always kind of fall back on some of the expertise. But there's a software company I've been involved in with for 10 years. I'm an investor. And that software company, I mean, you can pay attention to competitors. Can they copy us? At some point, focusing on your own customers and moving forward can be a helpful strategy. If you've got something that's really wowing your customers, you have to worry less about somebody copying you. And having a competitor in a way can be helpful if it helps you grow the market as a whole that you're a part of.
All right. Very good advice. Mark Graben, thank you so much for the thoughts on getting going, folks. If you got the idea, go do it.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.